Cryptocurrency, or electronic cash, is built on a public internet database called blockchain. Cybercom Incorporated founder and CEO Peter Kay explains.
The blockchain process adds a record to the database. That's it. It's complicated, it's complex, it uses these keys, it uses heavy-duty math, but at the end of the day, you're simply adding a record onto a database in a secure way that cannot be deleted after it's been added. It's absolutely verifiable, it's done by the group, no one's in charge of it, and everyone can confirm it.
The public open protocol database is not owned by any company and currently supports an estimated 1,500 cryptocurrency apps. Russell Castagnaro, CEO and founder of WAMPAY Incorporated, says 80% of the population worldwide does not have third-party banking systems, but cryptocurrency can transfer electronic cash directly from one person to another, one business to another.
Worldwide, $24 trillion a year go through retail. Only $2 trillion of that is paid for electronically in any way. So there's a $22 trillion just for retail opportunity that cryptocurrency is the obvious solution. Whether it's Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or some other cryptocurrency is almost unimportant. All that matters is that cryptocurrency is the solution that gets us there.
Cryptocurrency exchanges can convert electronic cash into money or bitcoins into dollars, but the state's Division of Financial Institutions, the DFI, notified exchanges in 2014 that they must be licensed. State House Intrastate Commerce Committee Chair Representative Takashi Ono says attempts to change that this session failed.
In the end, this session, we did not find that sweet spot. And as a result, the DFI's current press release still stands that they have not licensed money transmitters engaged in Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and they consider that activity that requires a license.
Hawaii is currently one of four states that does not allow legal cryptocurrency exchanges. Hibachi Talk television host Gordon Bruce says Hawaii could lead the way, especially in the tourism and hospitality industry.
I could come in here from South Korea who use cryptocurrencies a lot. I bring in $5,000 worth of Bitcoin. I go to the exchange. I convert it to U.S. dollars. And then what I don't spend, I come back and exchange it back for Bitcoin that I then take back to Korea. I mean, it's those kinds of things that will get more accolades for being a technology astute state rather than restricting it.
The Hawaii Venture Capital Association panelists agreed that blockchain database technology has great potential, but is still in its infancy. And Brian Zisk, founder of the Future of Money and Technology, says consumers should watch out for scams.
Because what unfortunately happens is you'll be approached by friends or relatives or so-and-so saying, oh my God, I made 10x, don't you want in on it? And it's very important for people to be able to differentiate between the things that are changing how business is done and folks taking your money.
For HBR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.